Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We are back here on The Rock. It's been an incredible pain in the grass weekend, and definitely text me at 77999 or give me a call, 206-421-ROCK. I want to know what your favorite pain in the grass memory was, your favorite moment from this past week. It's funny to say memory because it just happened, but I mean moment. What was your favorite band? What was a set that really stuck out to you? Did you meet the love of your life? Let me know. Pain in the Grass 2019. Right now, Devilwood in studio. They have a new album, Transit of Venus. You can pick it up August 31st at Barboza. The band is in studio now. Welcome, Devilwood.
Hey.
Thank you.
Greetings.
How's it going? What's your names and where are you from? What's your names? What's your astrological sign? And what do you do in the band? That's a lot of questions, but I feel like it's, you know, it's
appropriate.
My name's Bill. I play guitar and I sing a little bit.
Where are you from, and what's your astrological sign?
Oh, I'm from Everett, Washington, and I'm a Capricorn.
Ooh.
I'm Andy, and I'm from Issaquah, because I don't like saying I'm from Bellevue, and I play bass, and I'm a Virgo.
Right on.
My name's Hillary. I'm vocals, and I do some songwriting, and I'm also from Bellevue, shamefully, and I'm a Libra.
All right.
I'm Joey. I play drums. I'm from Enumclaw. My astrological sign is beer.
Nice.
That's the best sign. Yeah.
So one thing I got to ask is, you guys mentioned you're from Bellevue, and now I got to ask, iconic all-ages venue, Ground Zero. Did you guys get to go to Ground Zero back when it was really having a lot of shows at the YMCA?
Yeah, actually,
I went there.
I was there when they got a Death Cab for Cutie to play there, and I think Peter Parker was actually there as well. So
shout out to Miggs. Shout out to Steve Miggs, Peter Parker.
I was just there being a groupie every weekend when I was 14 years old.
Hey, that's
great. Great stuff.
Bellevue girls.
Good way to start. From there to the mall.
Yes. Hey, it was a quick walk right through that pond. Yes, Bellevue. Hashtag Bellevue. Wait,
I mean, Hart and Queensryche are from there, so it's
that's
not
true. Very true. Shout out Queensryche, East Side Metal. So Devilwood, guys, you have a big album that's coming out, but I want to know the origin story, kind of comic book style. Where'd you guys start? How'd you guys meet? I know that there's a bit of a radio connection there, so I don't know. Let's go into the origin story. Who wants to tell it?
We got bit by a radioactive spider.
Oh my God! Wait, I think I've heard this one before.
That's the origin story.
That's the comic book version, at least.
No, we all met in Ellensburg, Washington. And we were actually all on the radio together in the
88.1 The Berg
in the college station.
All right, do your radio voice.
88.1 The Berg.
Yes. Hey, I would listen to your show, dude.
Yeah, that was the whole. I just said that like a million times on the show, and that was the show.
Your DJ name was The Druid.
The Druid.
I was The Druid.
Yeah.
I had had a metal show on the called Altar of Sacrifice that was pretty.
Yes.
It's fun, you know. But we all were DJs there, and I think we all kind of. I don't know if we all met there, but we all kind of crossed paths there and ended up just jamming. I'm a little hazy on who was jamming with who first.
Hey, it's college, man.
We were.
There were a lot of beers involved in our origin story.
Andy and I were the one. We got paid to be there. I was music director for a while. I was the front office guy, too, and then you took over.
Yeah.
And then Bill and I had a show, and then Hillary took over my show.
Yeah, I took over the punk rock show from Joey.
Cool.
So. Yeah. Patsy Grime, Toxic Waste.
I had an Americana show, so I'm the least metal of Devilwood.
You had a what?
At an Americana and folk show.
Yes, all right. And all of those things kind of combined to create Devilwood, right?
Oh, yeah, we just, a couple of us started jamming together, and then we all just drank enough beer to become a band, I think.
We wrote a song about a witch.
Yeah, we did, and we still play it.
Never stopped.
Yep.
So did the band start in Ellensburg?
It did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we were all early 20s, and just wanted to find like-minded people who wanted to play music.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to do in Ellensburg.
No.
It's a great town, but you are forced to find friends or you suffer.
Yeah. You might as well start a band.
And if you stick around too long, you'll be a townie.
Oh. I mean, there's
I think we got there.
Bill's a townie.
I am that.
Bill is a townie.
It's like quicksand, man. It's like quicksand. It's like really
easy. You kind of relapse.
It's really
back.
Easy living, you know.
Easy living. Easy cheap rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good produce.
that's true.
So, guys, the album's about to be released. Tell me a little bit about, you know, like how long it took you guys to work on this.
Upwards of 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
We've been crafting this masterpiece for 5 years. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We had to kind of shed the rockabilly sound of our first album.
Sure.
Yeah. It was an interesting process.
Why was that? You just weren't interested in going down that road anymore?
Or? I think it was a pretty natural conversion. Mm-hmm. We all just started listening to different music, and we were all, a lot of us were sharing music with each other and listening to a lot more metal and psychedelia.
We also had some lineup changes, so we lost the acoustic side of the group.
True. Okay.
So
and he got sick around lugging around his upright.
Yeah.
still get paid to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of a natural progression. And we all got together because we loved Black Sabbath as well as the weird folk music. So it was kind of
for this album,
transition.
WWBSD, what would Black Sabbath do?
Nice.
We just
probably
any question
weed.
Like, yeah.
Probably
well, that was usually the answer, yeah.
I mean, we're not going to say that, but we're saying
but he
it.
Said it.
I said it.
So we've really been in process for about 5 years with this album. Nice, the last album came out, 7 years ago, 2012?
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, so 7 years ago for our first album, and in that time we've written a ton of music and really culled the herd, found the music that we liked the best and the songs that we played the most and got the best reactions.
I mean, if you're playing, if you at your merch table have an album that's 7 years old and you guys have been consistently working, you almost don't want someone to pick that up, right? Because it's not even an appropriate measurement of what you're you're like, we need something.
I don't even recommend it anymore.
There's no shame there. It just feels like a different
band.
It's
a deal, totally
right?
Different band.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
So it's good to have that updated thing to like, this is what we are now.
Yes,
right?
This is what we've become. It's more proud of it.
It's much more potent now. It's just more like all the fluff got stripped away and it's just, it just pops
now. No pretenses.
It's just rock.
That's awesome. So
except for that weird samba part. We'll get there.
There's a little tambourine. Yeah, there's a little tambourine.
Right on. Well, let's let the music speak for itself. We're going to go into a couple songs here. Ocean and Cold Sunlight. You guys want to, you guys are radio DJs, so I'm going to turn my mic off, and you guys are in charge of doing the cheesy radio intro. Real quick here, it's Devilwood with their own intro on Loud and Local.
Hi, it's Joey from Devilwood. You're listening to KISW The Rock. This is Ocean off of Transit of Venus. Hell yeah.
Behind cerulean doors. across the frozen ground. I walked all night at the edge of the land. The wind, it shivers the song. Symbols in the sand, whoa.
Oh,
popular new music here by Devilwood. It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, Cold Sunlight and Ocean before that. The new album is called Transit of Venus, and you can get your copy Saturday, August 31st at Barboza alongside Colin Curry and Deadman. 7 o'clock show up there promptly to buy your copy on vinyl, on CD, and you can meet this band and tell them Loud and Local sent you. You guys
or,
pretty stoked. I mean, this is
or
a...
Else.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
or else.
Or else what?
I mean, I
you could buy it.
Asking
buy
the
one
hard
later,
questions.
Or else what? So tell me, guys, you decided to go like go hard on this and press it on vinyl. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I mean, you know, I hear that that's pretty freaking expensive.
Well, yes. It took us like 5 years to do this, so if we want vinyl, we are going to get vinyl.
Yeah. Yes.
This is pretty much the thing I wanted the most out of all of this was an actual record I could hold.
He just wanted
hand.
His face on the front of an album.
And it didn't even work out.
No, it's on the back.
It's on the back. Yeah.
And it's nice that you guys didn't have to pay for it yourselves. You were on Moon Ape Records, so you know make the record pay for record
yeah,
label
exactly.
pay for it.
Yes.
Right. Thanks, label.
It's rotten jerks.
Thanks, Moon Ape.
Yeah, thanks about thanks, Moon Ape.
How long's the contract for? How many records?
It's a life.
We don't need to go
it's lifelong.
Infinity, I guess.
It's lifelong. Yeah.
Totally legitimate.
Yes.
Moon Ape till death. Yeah.
Moon Ape. Yeah. With our debut.
It's tattooed on our butts, so we're stuck for life.
It is the debut release on Moon Ape Records.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the album is actually going to be available for streaming and digital download the week before. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that so people can kind of get that stuck in their mind?
Yeah, they can listen to it.
Yeah. And
they can show up and sing every
along.
Word.
Yeah.
We expect that. We want
that's the only
to
way you'll
homework.
Be allowed in.
Yeah. We have a lyric video online right now, too, for Ocean, that first song, which our buddy Cole Van Weergen, big shout out, buddy. Put together for us. So I expect you to study that.
Oh, okay.
Bring an essay.
Yeah.
You can get in free. How's that?
We'll be putting
wow.
Right?
Is that a promise?
That's official announcement right now.
I mean,
you bring an essay about our lyrics.
It's
going
to be a good
you get
essay.
In free.
You're all on the guest
yeah,
list.
You get a C+ or better.
This band has two English majors in it.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
Damn.
So we're hard
wow.
And an English minor.
That's
so
there you go.
Nerd heavy music over here.
You speak words good.
Absolutely. And, wow. And so it's like, and then one person who doesn't know English or know how to like do.
I went with public.
Yeah,
really.
He did. No, do English good.
Good. Yes.
So if you're just tuning in now, Devilwood in studio, Transit of Venus again, Saturday, August 31st at Barboza. We need you to show up. And I do believe, is that a 21 and over show or all ages?
It is 21 plus.
21 and over.
Yeah.
So.
No, you'll be on your fake IDs.
Ooh, hey.
The kiddies at home.
And drink some beers. And celebrate the first release on Moon Ape Records. Get your CD, your vinyl, and get both. Okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got to ask you guys, what was the first band that, like, made you want to pick up an instrument? What was the band that was, like, kind of that light bulb moment for you? We can go around the room.
Blink-182.
All right. Go.
I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. No shame, dude. Enema of the State, Dude Ranch,
yeah,
good
Enema.
Records.
Enema.
Solid.
Yeah, and you know what? It holds up. It's been in my CD player in my car, you know, for, like, the past 5 years.
That's our pre-show music.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. I drive, and we sing it.
We blast it. It's good every
I'm
time.
I'm not even a singer, and I just like singing
it.
So
I got to mention that I just watched American Pie, which is funny and really weird to watch that movie. There's a lot of problematic things in that movie, but one of the most
hold up well.
One of the most 1999 things about that movie is that Blink-182 was in it.
Yeah.
And well, it was during a very problematic scene where they were watching a live broadcast of a you know, something that the person being broadcast didn't know about. So hey,
yikes.
You know that's
you know if you're getting your moral guidance from American Pie, you have bigger issues.
Man. Exactly, exactly. But anyways, that's another tangent. Keep going. What was the band that inspired you to start performing as a musician to do that?
Mine was definitely The Offspring.
Yeah.
That was the first band I really got into obsessively. I was like 9 years old, and my sister got Americana. Americana for her birthday.
Nice.
So I stole that from her, and my dad already had Smash, and I stole that from him, and they're both still in my possession, and that band, like Dexter Holland, was it for me when I was, until I was probably 18 years old. That was my favorite band in the whole world.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty fly for a white girl.
Yeah, hardly.
Very hard karaoke.
Yeah, I think...
yes.
I think mine was starting off playing guitar and like just getting into like Green Day and stuff that was relatively easy to play, and then I immediately went weird after that and went into Frank Zappa and, you know, Deep Purple and like all the weird classic rock stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was...
You got cerebral right away.
Mm-hmm. I am a weird guy.
I'm going to have to agree with Joey on this one, where I have a very, very clear recollection of MTV being on in my mom's,
Carson Daly,
in my
shout
mom's
out.
Room. And like there was this big pile of laundry on the bed, and I'm sitting there, and there's MTV blaring and the Blink 182 video for
What's My Age?
Yeah,
that's about the time she walked away.
And it was very clear to me in that moment. It was like, it just made sense to me.
I don't know why, but it
cut through everything and was like, oh, I understand that. That's my language.
I remember listening to the Mark, Tom, and Travis show and just assuming that's what concerts were. You just make poopy wiener jokes between songs the whole time.
Connecting that to an instrument, though, meaning like, I need to pick up an instrument now because that's what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. But then I also have this weird memory of like, before any appreciation of music at all, I remember seeing Kiss.
Yes.
The band Kiss. Like, even before I had heard Kiss, I knew what they looked like, and they looked like, you know, like vampires from like a disco planet or something. Like, they look ridiculous.
The sexiest planet ever.
Yeah. And before, but I knew it, I didn't know what they sound like, but I knew that had something to do with like rock and roll and music or something. So I think that had something to do with it too. Like Kiss, what Kiss looked like and what 182 sounded like.
All right.
That explains a lot. I had no idea.
You know what's funny? Kiss, when you see them and you're a kid, you think it's going to be like the heaviest thing ever.
Exactly.
And then you're like, wait, this is not heavy.
I mean, God of Thunder is heavy.
That is true.
They figured out the look though. Like they figured it out. Like, wow, that is the coolest looking band.
So is the secret that you don't have to be heavy if you look heavy?
Kiss has 300 songs and maybe like 10 good ones. Mm. Like, but they have, you know.
So. Strutter's number one.
Strutter is number one.
It's kind of like Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell. You're like, this is going to be so metal.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a musical.
Strutter. Strutter.
Yeah. No one likes being tricked into listening to opera. Except for Queen, maybe.
That's
my dad's favorite record. Anyways, we're going on so many tangents. Lightning round. Real
That's
quick.
Band.
Favorite Northwest band of all time.
I'm going to do two. Sandrider, Helmsley.
Cool. Right on. Great bands.
Red Fang, Nirvana.
Yes.
Awesome. Got to go with Hendrix and Screaming Trees.
Awesome. Yes.
I'll go with Screaming Trees on that.
Cool. Ellensburg represent. We're going to go into a couple more songs by Devilwood, and we've got Little Lamb and Hatchet. Again, I'm going to turn the microphone off, and whoever is the DJ professional in here, take over, and it's your time to shine.
This is Hillary from Devilwood. You're about to hear Cold Sunlight. Oh, you just did hear Cold Sunlight.
Little Lamb, Cold Sunlight.
You're about to hear Little Lamb, and then you're going to hear Hatchet off of our new album, Transit of Venus.
I was going away.
world, sloughing off of flesh and bone, spirits identical.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
It all starts with just one thing. August is a great month to recycle. From paper, bottles, and cans to recycling old clothes by donating them to charity and recycling electronics at e-waste facilities. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. If you got hurt in a car accident, you want Ken and Kyle and the Advocates on your side. So before you talk to anyone else, call for a free consultation. The Advocates are here to help. 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com. That's advocateslaw.com.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America. So we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest. Based on servings among quick service restaurants over 12-month period ending March 2019. Source, the NPD Group Press. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Come to Shane Company for a beautiful engagement ring. I'm Rorden Shane. I was talking with Brian recently. He's one of our jewelry craftsmen here. And he told me how much he appreciates the extra steps we take for our customers to make their jewelry last a lifetime. We have the highest standards for quality. Did you know that at Shane Company, we put more metal into the structure of the ring so it will stand the test of time? And our prongs are stronger, so they will securely hold your center stone. Even the sides of our rings are more substantial to keep accent stones in place. We do all this without compromising the elegance of each ring. No other jeweler in town has rings that are built this well. And because our rings are so well made, we're proud to give our customers a warranty that is free for a lifetime and even covers the center stone. In fact, our jewelry craftsmen are in the store every day, ready to clean and polish your ring anytime for free, so it will sparkle like the day you said yes.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Gentlemen, let's face it, some things don't work quite the same when we get older. There's our knees, our sight, and then there's the real deal breaker, our libido. Hola, it's Thrill. Now we all know that there's help out there in the form of Viagra and Cialis, but that ain't cheap. How about getting your generic supply for just $10 a month? Men's.com, that's it. $10 for a month's supply, and right now get your first month for just a buck. Men's.com. That's M-E-N-S.com.
Phil Mitchell, Sunset Chev. Hey, I saw the TV ads for Chevrolet. Those are big incentives.
Rich, there's never been a better time to buy a Chevrolet. We've got huge incentives, great rebates, special low interest rates. But you know what? Every store's got that. What they don't have is warranty protection for life, oil changes for life, and Identity Max. We simply give you more, and people do like that.
How about selection?
We've got one of the largest inventories in the Northwest. We've got every model you could possibly want. And Rich, like always at Sunset, we're going to pay you more for your trade. It's a Sunset tradition. We always have and we always will. But I want to say something else to everybody out there listening. If you come to Sunset and you don't get exactly what you want, ask for the big guy. I'm going to be there and I'm going to make it happen. Whether it's price, payment, trade value, I simply want your business. Ask for the big guy. If I can't make it happen, it just simply can't happen. You got to get in here.
A dock fee up to $150 may be added to the sale price. Find new roads.
Sunset Chevrolet.
910 Traffic Avenue in Sumner.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music. And are we twins?
No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's Doorbuster school backpacks for $10. $10 in-store or online at officedepot.com. Limit 2 excludes New Balance.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local continues almost into the second hour. 77999 is what you can text, and let me know what you want to hear. If it's local, then I'm down to play it. And a lot of rad Devil local. Wood. What was that?
you
want to hear Devilwood?
You want to hear Devilwood?
Devil Woods in studio now, and we've been having some fun and talking about. I'm actually really jealous. In a couple weeks, they're going down to Psycho Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Give me a couple of the bands you're most excited to see down in Las Vegas. Huge festival, by the way. If you're not familiar with Psycho Las Vegas, definitely look it up. Your mind's going to be blown.
I'm super excited to see Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats.
Yes.
Original Misfits lineup.
Yes.
The entire original lineup.
With Glenn.
Yes, with Glenn.
Mother!
Opeth.
Opeth. Twin Temple. Royal Thunders is going to be amazing.
Angels.
Lucifer.
Oh, Dune.
Dune.
And Tomb Mold.
It's like 80 perfect, amazing bands. Man. There's nobody
Hangman's
that doesn't
chair.
Sound great.
High on Fire?
High on Fire, obviously.
Yeah.
We've
Watch
only seen
Wizard.
Them 12
yeah.
or 15 times, yeah. so got to see them some more times.
All right. Well, have fun. I wish I was there, but, you know, you guys are going to be sweltering in the desert. But you know what? When you're in
indoors.
Vegas, it's indoors. Exactly. Yeah. So just stay inside, and then you can go outside.
It's an adult festival. You have a shower and a bed.
Exactly. Perfect. It's the best way. So anyways, big deal. You guys' record's coming out very shortly. Again, let's reiterate, Transit of Venus. You can go pick it up, a physical copy of it via album LP or CD, Saturday, August 31st at Barboza. Colin Curry, Dead Man, also opening. 7 o'clock is when you need to be there. Show's going to be ending a little early, so it's going to be good for the old folks like us to get out there, and then you can
we
go home and party
too.
With your... Exactly. And then your digital album release is going to be out August 23rd. This is all via Moon Ape Records. So congratulations on signing the big deal with Moon Ape Records. I know that's big money coming in, and it's pretty huge.
That's why we do it. It should be available.
Money.
It should be available in all local stores as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Be something after the 31st. You should be able to find it in all the record stores around Seattle,
Killer.
Metropolitan area, at least.
I'm curious who you worked with on this album. Like, who was your who recorded it, what studio and whatnot?
Brian.
We recorded it at No Count Studios in Seattle, Washington with our man Brian. The Foster Brothers own this great studio, and Brian Nelson is the guy who helped record and produce it with
That's
us.
That's awesome.
And he actually plays in Dead Man.
Really?
Playing that night with us on the 31st of August this
That's
month.
That's awesome. Yeah. It was a pretty comfortable atmosphere to working with him.
Yeah, Brian's
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah,
it we
great.
Love Brian.
He put up with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
He's a very patient,
very
wonderful,
patient
beautiful man. Yes.
He indulged us.
He really did. And the recording process was over the course of several years.
Mm.
So for him to work with us over that time and kind of grow with us and see this album through to the end, see this whole vision through the end was really impressive and, you know, just really amazing for us.
So being a band that's been around for 10 years and you guys are about to release your second record on vinyl, on CD, it's a pretty awesome thing. And I was curious if there's, you know, a young musician in there or even an older musician and they want to start a project and, you know, they just, you know, trying to get things going. What's a little piece of advice you would give to someone if they're just kind of struggling to get things going?
Just write some really crappy songs until you start
just
making some decent ones.
Right.
Yeah, stick with
it. It will get better.
The reason you know that you're terrible is because you have good taste, and you know the difference between bad and good, right? So you know when you write something bad, but you wrote it, and you did it, and you practice, you just keep doing it until you finally get something you're like, I think I would listen to this.
Hmm.
And I feel like after 10 years, you're nearly there.
We all wrote an album that you would like to listen to.
Yeah.
I also think another big thing is just like, don't let anybody tell you no.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody naysay you. Because everybody is going to come at you from different angles, and they're all going to have an opinion. They're all going to tell you to quit or to do something more important with your time or to do something that's going to make you more money. And they're wrong. And you should just
say,
keep doing...
Shut up, Dad.
Right? My dad would never. He's an angel. But, you know, you should just keep doing what makes you happy. Keep doing the thing that feels right. And it does feel right.
Yeah, that's the best advice is don't listen to anybody but yourself, and just if it feels right in your gut, just go with it.
Is it obvious we haven't matured since we were 15?
No, no.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It worked, and it's gotten you this far. And, you know, like we said, Devil Wood, I mean, you got to show up and support this band. Transit of Venus is the record, and I've been loving these songs. And there are, 9 songs on the record. So, you know, it'll fill up a whole LP. Quite nice. Mm-hmm.
Both sides.
Yeah, both sides. And what's the, I haven't seen the artwork for it. Is could you give me a little description for what I can expect for the artwork and who did that?
Yeah. My best friend in the whole world, Austin Chernick, did the artwork for this album. He took all the photos, and the photos are manipulated in a really interesting way.
Cool.
So he is a photographer and a graphic designer, and he's just beyond talented. And he created this album cover that is like this weird psychedelic space that takes place in Croatia.
Nice.
It's beautiful. And then he's got us on the back, and he did the design for the album, for the CD. He takes all our photos. I mean, he's a Renaissance man. He does everything.
Right on.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys have a good support system, like with some friends and a lot of cool people. So
we have a lot of people who tolerate us. The thing.
They're our biggest fans.
Yeah.
So, we have great families. We've all been really supported by our families and our musical efforts. And a lot of us have family members who are also musicians that have really sort of, you know, pushed us along and really helped fund us. My parents let us record our first album in my old bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. My childhood bedroom was our first recording studio.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It was pretty miserable for them, I think.
We ruined that carpet, but we made a hell of an album.
Like, that's where the Jonathan Taylor Thomas poster used to be.
Yeah. It was still Excuse there. You, Backstreet Boys.
Used to be.
Andrew Keegan. deep cuts. So I got to ask, is there any thank yous or shout outs you want to air? Any grievances? The airing of the grievances.
Festivus?
Yes. Summer Festivus.
I'll give a shout out to my beautiful fiance, Marissa. I love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute. Well, then I have to give a shout out to Doris, my girlfriend. She's here, actually, in the studio. In the somewhere.
Doris.
She's a badass manager.
Yes. Doris and Marissa have both been extremely full and wonderful and patient with all of our ridiculousness. They're wonderful girlfriends / fiancés and just good friends. I think we all want to thank our families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of friends who were there at our first show in Ellensburg.
Who still show up. Yeah.
For some reason.
Still. Shout out to you.
Keep buying them beer. Yeah.
Yes.
And a special shout out as well to Juli Torres, who is doing some poster art for us and has done some in the past. And also to my big sister, Whitney Allison, who is doing our newest shirt design, which will be available at the show on the 31st as well.
And also a big shout out to Nick and Jake, who are in the band at different points here and there. And
we love you guys.
All their input and songwriting wouldn't have... You know, we wouldn't be the band that we are without them.
Absolutely.
I want to give a shout out to Chloe, my niece. She's 3 months old and she's really cute. I saw her today and I really like her. She's the only baby I like. So,
Chloe, are you listening?
Shout out to the only good baby.
Shout out to the only good baby.
Better by the album.
I'm sure she's still awake and listening to this.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, maybe if she is, wow. Yeah. She's probably
she can hang tough, man.
Fondly. Dedicated.
What do you guys, any plans after this record release show on the 31st?
I think we need to get out and we need to get down to Portland, Oregon, and get down to maybe even California. Get down to California.
Yeah, West Coast tour.
Yeah. We want to go play Tacoma again, too. That's somewhere where we've been, but I know we need to explore more. We just played Bellingham, but I think we just need to, we're going to get around the Northwest and down the coast a little bit.
Hell yeah.
And I think the plan is also to open for some big, you know, as big touring acts as we can get.
Sure.
Just to kind of get out to new ears.
Yeah.
I'd like to get on some festivals too.
Sure.
There's a lot of local festivals. We did Folklife a couple of years back, but to get back on that, maybe do Bumbershoot, some of the other, you know, festivals that are in the rest of the state. Mm-hmm. I think that would be awesome. It's a great way to expand, and I just like festivals.
These are our hopes. I'd like to make some money.
Yeah. Joey's in it for
I'm really in it for the money.
Well, Moon Ape Records should have taken care of that.
One of these days. Yeah.
We'll let him know.
Whoever
it's coming.
Take it up with Moon Ape.
Exactly. All right, guys. We're going to play another song here to end this segment. I'm going to kick your guys out and then steal all your money. So.
Wait a minute.
Good luck. We don't have any.
Yeah, all $5.
Wait, what is this?
Transit of Venus, available Saturday, August 31st at Barboza. Definitely show up to this and support this killer band. They've been at it for 10 years. They moved to Seattle for this, damn it!
Yeah. Just for this.
So support it. And great band. And final words for the Northwest audience. And then intro this song. Whoever, give someone else a chance, okay? Let's give someone else a chance who also has a radio voice, and you can intro Mojave. So final words and then an intro.
All right, this is Devilwood signing off here with a little cut off of our new record, Transit of Venus. Are you listening, kitty cats? This song is called Mojave on KISW 99.9, The Rock.
Amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.